1.
Free Talk Live, your show, Hour 3. We launch into it. We'll take your calls about anything, toll-free, at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Still to come, though, if we get a chance, Florida lawmakers are looking at a Christian license plate. Separation of church and state, anyone? Well, let's go back to the calls first and talk again to Sean, listening on KUSA in Washington State. Sean, you'd called in. First time you'd come across Free Talk Live. You were shocked, but pleased.
At the same time.
You said you wanted to hear the show on the west side of the state, and the good news is it's possible. We're on over 30 stations from coast to coast, and anybody that wants to hear this show on their local station, or if you are picking it up on your station, but they're not carrying all six nights and you want to hear more of Free Talk Live, then contact your favorite talk station's program director during the week via email or via telephone and tell him you want to hear Free Talk Live.
Be nice.
It's that simple. Tell them you heard of a great show and you really enjoy it and you'd like to hear it on their station. And you can't expect they're going to go out and make the change that weekend. But it's important to hear. It's important for them to hear from their listeners, because normally when they hear from a listener, it's a complaint. Normally it's so and so on the morning show said the D word on the morning show, and I don't like what you guys have on the air over there.
I'm never listening again.
Right. Yeah, that's the normal kind of phone call they get. But if they get a call from somebody that's positive that says, you know, I've heard this great new show, and it's called Free Talk Live, and I really would listen to your station more if you'd put it on the air. It makes a difference, because we also, you know, my day job during the week is to call radio stations and to try to get the show on. And so if I'm calling a station and they've also heard from listeners and they've also seen our advertisements in the industry magazines, and, you know, all those factors together go into them making the decision to put the show on the air. And it's, you know, you can't even rule out stations just because they're big corporate stations either. You had mentioned the powers that be. Well, believe it or not, the powers that be are becoming aware of Free Talk Live and our program. I can't name names at this point because the contract hasn't been signed yet. But just as an example, one of the largest radio companies in America, the head of their news talk division, is well aware of this program and is within a week or two away from possibly signing us. He's given me a verbal agreement at this point, possibly signing us up for one of their major talk stations in one of their major markets. So
a lot of people think that.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks.
A lot of people think that radio, especially, is controlled by, you know, one particular political party, because you hear a lot of Republican talk out there, and, you know,
yep,
it's just not so.
About the money.
From a listener's point of view, I spend a lot of time inside my truck, so I'm listening to radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And from a listener point of view, whether you say that's true or not, and I'm not arguing that point, but what I am saying is, from my point of view, from my ears' point of view, doesn't matter what side of the radio spectrum I go to, that's what I'm hearing, and so that's the feeling I'm getting.
Sure.
There's no way in heck every single listener out there wants to hear Republican radio.
Understood.
You're
completely.
Right.
And the fact is, when I say I've got a radio program and it's, you know, sort of current events, political talk, people, you know, the first thing they ask me, well, is it right or is it left? Because now they, you know, at first there was Republican radio. Yeah, and then there was, you know, sort of Air America that came out and, you know, has kind of floundered.
Still on its face,
it's not dead yet, but it's difficult.
It's getting infusions of cash, though. That's
right.
Now, there are some good Democratic talkers out there. Ed Schultz has managed to do it, and I believe Randy Rhodes is, she's a big name.
But I agree with Sean. It shouldn't be either. It should
be. Well, there should be all kinds of stuff out there.
I wanted to say one thing while I still have you on the line.
Sure. Go ahead.
From what I've heard from you so far, I love the format. One thing I would beg of you, whether you make it to the West Coast or not, which I implore that you do, and I hope you do, and I'm going to do my part. But most importantly, with what you're doing, I recommend that, like, at least two or three times a week, this is how important I think it is, spend an hour of your radio show educating your listeners to what the civil rights of this country are and to what the actual Constitution says, not an not a point of view or opinion like they try to do with the Constitution, but what it actually says. So many people have no clue what has been trampled on in the last 8 years.
I see where you're coming from on that, Sean, but I mean, again, you're a new listener to the program. If you go to freetalklive.com and grab some more archives of our show, maybe load it up in your MP3 player and listen as you drive around, you'll hear that we talk about liberty and freedom when it comes to the issues on this show. I myself, at one time, you know, was more into the Constitution, but at this point I've gone beyond that, and I'm to the point where I am of the understanding that the Constitution, though it was a wonderful concept and a wonderful idea, as in the words of Lysander Spooner, to paraphrase him, it has either authorized all of this tyranny or it has been powerless to prevent it. So to me, it seems that the Constitution really is a piece of paper signed by a bunch of guys that aren't around anymore, and I had absolutely nothing to do with it. I, for one, am not interested one iota in restoring the federal government. I'm interested in separating myself from, and I have no desire whatsoever to be involved with the federal government, and that would be the point of
talking about. That is so interesting, because from what I'm a staunch supporter of the Constitution, and from my point of view, if we were to actually follow the articles of the Constitution and our civil rights, you would get exactly what you're wishing for.
Oh, I agree entirely, and you know, I'm much more the constitutional guy than Ian is, but I'm of the opinion, I'm pretty much at Lysander Spooner's opinion too, with the Supreme Court ruling just last month saying that that basically, according to the First Amendment, that your right to petition the government for redress of grievance, that you can petition all you want, but we don't have to say anything. Go ahead and petition, but we don't have to respond.
That's not what it meant, though.
Of course it didn't.
But what
are we going to do? The Supreme Court, it is the Constitution.
The Supreme Court's not supposed to be legislating what the Constitution says. It's their job to uphold what it says.
Unfortunately, it is.
Well, their job's to interpret the Constitution.
Right,
it's not. See, that's where the gray line has been crossed. Their job is not to interpret anything. The Constitution, with all due respect, this is the conversation that makes me nuts, is this idea that we have to somehow read the Constitution and determine what it means this year. It means the same thing today as it did the day that the
paper. Hey, man, I'm with you. You know,
right.
I'm
it's
on
not
board
a living document. Absolutely not. We entirely agree.
I'm on board with that, but the problem is...
We
that
are
in,
allowing
in,
the courts to interpret it. That's where the problem lies.
Well, yeah,
people
that's right. I mean, people
have
given
that.
Up their... People have given up their sovereignty to this federal government, and they've gone down and they bowed down, and they'll do whatever it is the feds say, and they'll do whatever it is they demand of them. And that's really the big problem, is that the people are getting the government they deserve because they aren't paying attention, they don't know what's going on, and they obey every single thing the government tells them to do. And as long as Americans continue to obey, they're going to continue to experience tyranny. And Sean, it's been a great call. We appreciate your time tonight, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. But really, who needs a federal government anyway? What's the point? I mean, it didn't work out for the Soviet Union, and it's not working out for us here. They're just taking more and more of your income every single year, and they're spending it on crap you don't agree with. I don't care if you agree with the war. If you agree with the war, you probably don't agree with welfare. If you agree with with welfare, you probably don't agree with the war. There's something they're spending your money on that you'd rather they not, so why not just keep all your money and then spend it how you think is best? If you want to spend it bombing people in another country, then you should go and do that. I don't want anything to do with that. If you want to spend it helping people out and helping them feel better with their lives, that's great, because then you'll get to decide how to spend that money and how to help others instead of having unaccountable bureaucrats decide for yourself. It works better. Trust me, it works better if you get to decide instead of bureaucrats in D.C. Really, who needs the feds?
I don't see why we do.
1-800-259-9231 to Alice, also in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Alice. All righty. 1-800-259-9231. Some other audio clip. I don't know if they are doing the phone screening as they normally do with the network tonight, but let's continue here and talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Radio. Wonderful, man. Hail Marconi.
Indeed.
Hey, freedom is that double-edged sword, huh?
Yeah, well...
It swings both ways, and that's why our forefather says, without the Creator, you know, involved in it, and people that believe in that Creator, you know, it's not going to really work. And And every 20 years, it should be updated, they say.
Yeah, we are long overdue. Dave, thanks for your call. 800-259-9231. You can take control, and we can do it without violence this time. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and those features include updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.com. updates.freetalklive.com to get on board with that. That's free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. Plus, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So we go to Florida here briefly. According to the Associated Press, Florida drivers can order more than 100 specialty license plates.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've got all these colleges and universities of Florida, all the sports teams. There's a yellow one that looks just like the sheriff's plate. It's like for the children or something.
Oh, the Choose Life plate or whatever?
No, this one's just like for kids.
Okay.
It's yellow, and it's drawn in crayon. But if you had a white...
Pretty sure that's a Choose Life plate.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But if you have a white Crown Vic, and you have the yellow Choose Life plate on it, and then one of those silver spotlights on the side, you better not roll through the hood. I mean, people will be scattering.
Well, now they're going to add another one, or at least they're considering doing it. Apparently, it'd be the first in the nation to explicitly promote a specific religion. The Florida legislature is considering a specialty plate with a design that includes a Christian cross, a stained glass window, and the words, "I believe."
Can't you get a bumper sticker? I mean, it's for your car. If you want to put
you get a whole bunch of bumper stickers.
If you want those kind of things, and all you have to do is go through Bradenton in Florida, you'll see all kinds of...
Jesus is my... backseat
right,
driver.
He's my co-pilot and you know, abolish abortion and the whole thing. You know, you'll get that kind of thing. But a license plate, I really don't feel that the state government should be involved in, you know, that kind of belief thing.
Yeah, this seems like a no-brainer to me.
I wonder about license plates entirely. I can see why they want numbers on the back of cars in case they're used in bank robberies. That way you can say, yes, it was the... a white Crown Vic with this number on the back. That way they can find it a little more easily. Certainly registering this thing, that's a little weird. But I guess they can put whatever pictures they want on it. But once you start getting into religion, isn't that going to create problems? Because putting the Christian and the saint, you know, the cross on there, the stained glass, then you know what's going to happen, right, people? You will know that the
lawsuit.
Christians, well, the Christians deserve the same protection that everybody else gets, right? Not superior protection. So then you're going to have an Islamic, you know, moon and star symbol on.
Sure.
Right?
Some Jewish thing, and maybe the atheists will get one, too.
Satanists.
Ooh, yeah.
You're going to have black license plates with red
pentagram. Yeah.
Right in the middle of it with a Baphomet.
Right.
And the whole deal.
We need the Wiccans, too. We need the Wiccans.
If you open this up for that kind of thing, then it's just going to create
How about the
problems.
Rastafarians with a big old joint? That'd be cool to have a license plate. Well, Representative Edward Bullard, the plate sponsor, said people who believe in their college or university or believe in their football team already have license plates they can buy. The new design is a chance for others to put a tag on their cars with something they believe in, he said. If the plate's approved, Florida will become the first state to have a license plate featuring a religious symbol that's not part of a college logo.
It'll be the first one to be slapped down by the Supreme Court, too.
And approval will almost certainly face a court challenge. The problem with the state manufacturing the plate is that it sends a message that Florida is essentially a Christian state, and second, gives the appearance that the state is endorsing a particular religious preference, according to the ACLU, and I happen to be with them on that. The I Believe license plate still has a way to go before it reaches the roads. The proposal is part of a package of license plates being debated in the Senate. So, you know,
it's not going anywhere.
This could get shut down, but the idea here that they try this crap all the time to put through just nonsense like this that is very clearly on its surface an obvious violation of the concepts that this country was founded upon. And the more they try, Mark, the more likely some of this crap is going to make it through.
You know, I can just hear it now. There's people in their cars screaming that this country was founded on Christian beliefs. And
oh, jeez.
You know that when you say that the country was founded on freedom of religion, you know, that what they believe is, in fact, that it's freedom of different denominations of Christianity. It's a Judeo-Christian country. As a matter of fact, I can hear Sean Hannity having a debate with you about this. But the fact is, really, when you talk about the founding fathers being Christians, Well, quite a few of them were. Quite a few of the people in the United States are Christians, too, nominally. But Christianity was not as prevalent in the 18th century as it is even currently today in America.
Really?
No. I mean, people, you know, you'd been after the Reformation and, the Enlightenment period. And people were kind of looking around at religions. There were most of the founding fathers, most of the first five presidents were deists. At least the claim can be made. George Washington never referred to Jesus Christ. You know, he had very strong faith in God, but, you know, never said that. Thomas Jefferson, obvious deist. Madison, obvious deist. Benjamin Franklin, obvious deist. You know, I mean, you could. People have made arguments for Adams. I'm not sure.
I don't care if they were all Christians. I mean, they weren't, but I wouldn't care if they all were. From what I understood of the founding of this country, it had to do with people escaping being persecuted for their religious beliefs. Many of them were coming here for that particular reason. There was a state-sponsored religion in Great Britain at the time.
And that's what the Puritans were trying to avoid.
They wanted to escape that, and so they came here, and they understood that that was a bad idea. Combining the state with church was a bad idea, so we're not going to do that in our country.
Most people who had immigrated from Europe at that point into the United States had come for economic reasons. There were certainly people that had faced religious persecution, but most people had come here for economic reasons, and, you know, there is no place for your version of the guy who lives in the sky in government. Sorry.
Well, the real issue, of course, is government and whether or not there's a place for that. And I say not at all. And if, we didn't have government, then none of this would be an issue anymore. There wouldn't be anything to separate the churches from. You could have your church, and that'd be it. You could have all the bumper stickers you wanted on your car. Be your car. Plaster it with bumper stickers if you want. Please, by all means. But don't force me to subsidize a system that backs up your belief system. I wouldn't want you to pay for my atheism. Would you want to pay for that? No. I don't want to pay for your Christianity or your Judaism or whatever it is you are. 800-259-9231, and that would be fine. We could all get along, keep our own money, and do what we want with it. Let's continue, though. Ladies first, we go to Kim in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Kim.
Hi, I just wanted to know, do you guys have a zombie plan?
A zombie plan? Just in case the zombies come, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Well, fire, of course. Fire
is
good.
I was just curious because it's like, I'm just wondering what this country is going to do if we had some sort of apocalypse like that.
Like
what
a zombie attack. People coming out of the ground, like in Thriller, in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
No, like 28 days later, like a virus or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, people don't come back to life.
Well, now, there are different kinds of zombies out there. what can you do? I mean, you stock up on ammo and have some canned food around. What else can you do to prepare for a zombie attack?
Well, what if you're in, like, the middle of the city, like me? I mean, what are you going to do? Everybody's going to be, I'm going to go to Walmart and get a gun.
You're not going to be the first person to Walmart. That's for damn sure. We can continue the zombie discussion here in a moment. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. What if you are in a city and the zombies attack? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alkavita. Alkavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, some of the features on the site include the wiki. We've got over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. All right, so just a few moments ago, we're going to continue with the calls. We were speaking with Kim. I don't know if she's still there. If Kim is there, we will bring her back. I think that was Kim. Was it Kim that was calling about the... Kim, are you there? Kim's gone. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about zombie attacks, and Kim had called in to ask, you know, what should one do in the event of a zombie attack? And having seen a handful of zombie movies myself, there seems to be different types of zombies out there, and I think that would be the first thing you would want to ascertain in the instance of actual zombie attack. Now, she said she didn't think they could come out of the ground, but it happened in Thriller, so it could obviously happen... Well,
there's supposed to be, there's supposed to be cases of this going on in Haiti where it's not actually dead people, but people that they give herbs to and sort of put them in this zombie state.
I see.
Now,
well, let me go through the types of zombies. I mean, you've got the ones that can crawl out of the ground, right? And then she was talking about like an infection kind of zombie, mm-hmm. like a la Resident Evil, for instance, or 28 Days Later, those movies.
I'm not familiar with 28 Days, but okay.
It was actually pretty good. I haven't seen the sequel, but the first one was pretty good.
I saw 9.5 Weeks. Naked
not the
people
same.
In that one.
Not the same.
Okay.
So then you've got the zombies that are generally pretty slow moving. That's one of the major kind of factors about zombies is that they don't really get from point A to point B too quickly. They're pretty good at getting to where they want to go. It just takes them a while. So if you've got the slow moving zombies, then things are kind of moving in your favor at that point. You could escape, I think, fairly easily if there are slow moving zombies around, as long as, you know, having the zombies around doesn't actually affect your car engine and whether or not it will start. Because that's something that happens a lot in the horror movies is you'll try to start your car and then you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more difficult to get away from the zombies. So as long as you've got your car tuned up and, you know, ready to go, you should pretty easily be able to get out of the city if you live in the city, as Kim said she did. So I think that's an important thing. But then if you've got the zombies that are quick-moving, there have been a few zombie movies recently. I think 28 Days Later was one of them, where the zombies can run. I mean, they can come at you pretty fast.
Right. Most zombies you see stagger around. They're barely coherent. You know, they're pining, certainly, for brains, but they're not, you know, really in control of their physical faculties. Superhuman strong, but not very fast.
Kim, by the way, I'm told, is still with us. Kim in New York. You still there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, so welcome back. So far, how do you feel about the analysis? I mean, we've got different types of zombies. Are you most concerned about the fast-moving zombies, or is it them all
yeah.
of the zombies? That
I'd be more concerned about something parasitic. You know, you got to think, maybe if they, you know, start to get into rigor mortis, then yeah, you've got a bit of a problem there if the mm-hmm. body's dying. So they would be moving slower, but I think a more realistic approach would be coming from something that moves like a normal human being. And it's, you got to think, you know, you could get out of the city by car, but you also have to think, you know, 8 million other people are going to have the exact same idea.
One of the problems with living in a city, I mean, we live in a very, very small city. It barely qualifies as a city.
I'd say no.
25,000 people here, so it'd be pretty easy to get out of where we are. But, you know,
guns, good spread. You want to?
But you're in a city. Are you in New York City?
Yes, I am.
Well, you can't have guns in New York City, Mark.
New York City
is zombie.
That's
legally,
that's incorrect.
You can't have
right.
guns.
Right, incorrect grammatically.
Okay,
it is illegal to own guns in New York
that's
City.
That's true.
And so, you know, I mean, it's either the law or the zombies, really, the way is you got to look at it. Shotgun is the single best home protection device. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
That is a good point.
Something like that. I mean, it would be good unless you're planning on, you know, going on the move. If you think about that, it's like if you're going to be moving around, the ammo's heavy, the gun's heavy, and it doesn't really have a very versatile clip. But if you think about something like a battle rifle, you can do something with, you know, short range and long range. The ammo's lighter, the gun's lighter, and it's like, I don't know, I just wonder what people would really
when
do.
When you're talking about a Heckler & Koch 93, you're talking about a much more expensive weapon. You know, AK-47 is a really great weapon, not great at long range, but
you throw it in a mud pile, pick it up and shoot it.
You can do anything with it. But the average person is a little more frightened of just even the name AK-47. So, you know, shotguns, people see those lying around.
How about a flamethrower?
They can say, oh, my God. no.
Wait, that wouldn't be effective.
Light them all on fire.
Well, actually, I have looked up on the Internet. I have a zombie emergency procedure that I'd like to share with everyone.
All right.
People, this is important. You need to take notes.
Print this out and put it by your door.
In case of a zombie apocalypse, 95% of all known zombies can be stopped by decapitation or destroying the brain. Desperate, improvised weapons at the head and neck. Number two, do not split up. People will get killed.
Bad idea.
Turn into a zombie, and the next person you see will then go, oh, my God, it's my friend. I just turned back. Oh, my God, why is he eating my brain? So don't split up. And number three, most important, I guess I gave you bad advice here, Kim, and I'm sorry. Don't use fire. The only thing worse than undead hordes trying to eat your brain is undead hordes trying to eat your brain while on fire.
Exactly.
Well, you know, apparently zombies, from my Dungeons & Dragons days, I know that zombies are weak against fire, but you got to consider, you know, what if you're in a building here, then the zombies are stumbling around, they're on fire, they're setting the building on
fire. You don't fire a flamethrower inside. I mean, come on.
Well, what are you going to do? Trick them to come outside after you?
You've got to get outside to get away, right? You're not going to hole up in your building. You'll run out of food and water.
You're not even being realistic now.
been a great
well,
call,
I gotta
Kim.
Take
any other
off.
Thoughts?
I just wanted to give the Vestia mention. It was great talking to you guys.
Great call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
What the
it's
hell
nice
just
when
happened?
Well, she mentioned the Vesti, which is the vestibule, the crankers, the EBV guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she mentioned. So it's nice to hear a real good crank coming out of those guys.
Absolutely. That was an awesome crank.
Yeah. And you know, the best cranks are what really lead to a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And on Free Talk Live, we can have these conversations. It is really the show about anything.
Including zombie attack.
No one has ever called about a zombie attack. I don't think in the history of the program we've never had the chance to really delve into what one might want to have prepared.
And how many people would immediately think like I do? They think zombie, they think fire. They set the zombie on fire. And
you were wrong. And the zombie
right,
was a bad
absolutely
idea.
Don't use fire. Because the only thing
well, because,
works,
yeah, you have to kill the brain, and the fire's not going to kill the brain.
No,
right?
They just stumble around on fire. Then they're trying to eat your brain while on fire.
Now, there are different kinds of zombies, though. I mean, there are the ones that eat the brains, and then there are zombies that just want to turn you into a zombie. So, ideally, if you're going to have to perish at the hands of a zombie, which would be the preference? Would you prefer to have your brains eaten, or would you prefer to become one of them?
I think I'd rather just die.
Yeah,
the last thing I'd want is, of course, the people you split up with. Then I'm talking my wife and my child. I'm coming back. I'm wanting to eat Laura's brains. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what you'd want from your spouse. If you're in a condition of, undeadness, you're lying in a hospital waiting for them to turn off the machine, don't you really want your spouse or significant other to say, turn the machine off?
Of course,
in my case, she'd if I cut my finger, they should be able to tell the doctor, just put him out of his misery. I don't want to see him go
on.
Oh,
you're
like
exaggerating.
This.
Your wife loves you very much. What are you talking about?
She'd probably take the life insurance.
1-800-259-9231. Is there something we left out on the zombie controversy?
Done. Let's go on.
You're welcome to comment on that. No, seriously, you can bring up anything on this program. 800-259-9231. Okay, let's continue here. We will talk to Akash in California. Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Akash.
Yes, what's on your mind, Akash?
From California. I actually want to talk about voting rights, but is it okay if I talk about zombies?
You can talk about anything you want.
All right, well, I heard Kim mention that, and I was just thinking. Now, I read in this book, what you really want, ideally, for a weapon is a shotgun sawed off at just 4.1 inches.
4.1? That's very precise.
4.1 off that. To ward them off, if you're one of those peaceful kind of people, you know, you need a PS1 memory card.
What?
And, a PS1 memory card, I'm serious.
What
and you want to play this.
A memory card? Word up. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares. SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to SpyVille.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. Maybe we'll try to sneak it in here. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head over and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you want to buy, 41 categories to shop in, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, new items, used items, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start at amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we've had some interesting calls this hour, one in particular, Kim in New York. I have to give Kim the award for best EBV/vestibule call of all time. That was the best one I think we've had, and
it was a good crank and been the best one we've had in a while.
For our listeners that don't know, there was a situation we came across. So I don't know how long has it been going on now. A year? I don't know.
More.
It's been a little while, like a year ago, where these young kids were calling in. Teenagers. When I say kids, teens were calling in and crank calling the show. And it started just so bad. I mean, the calls were just awful, and then they'd end the call with some curse word. It was like, oh, F this and F that. And so we had to institute a new screening policy in order to actually get phone numbers for the people who were calling so we could verify that they were actually calling from, a legitimate number. And then we actually ended up talking to one of them in an extended conversation, and I think we came to the understanding that we don't mind crank calls on this show. We like a good crank call on Free Talk Live. It's just the ones that end in the F word aren't going to cut it, and we don't want to put our radio station's licenses in jeopardy, because if indeed you're having fun with Free Talk Live, as apparently we're being had fun with tonight, the fun will end if all of our radio stations drop off. So we want you to be able to call in and talk about crazy stuff like zombies, attacking your city. That's fine. This isn't a political show. It is really the show about anything. So just keep it clean, and we'll have a good time with you. So I wanted to let all the crankers know, because apparently, Mark, we've been chosen. Free Talk Live has been chosen for the Vestibule Prank Night 2008.
Excellent.
A quick search of the Vestibule and Free Talk Live reveals a post from earlier today. So apparently they have one night a year where they choose to crank call people or crank call one particular program, and Free Talk Live was selected. And I have to say I'm honored by that.
Well, you know, the rest of the radio shows aren't going to let them on.
Yeah, that's true.
And
or they'll get dumped, too. If they manage to get through the call screener and then they change the topic, so if they say one thing that they want to talk about and then they get on, they change the topic, the call screeners on the other shows are Johnny on the spot. If they hear someone change a topic, they'll dump the call because of that.
Yeah. You know, and what's really great is that we got to hand out an award tonight to the best of the crankers. So.
And how appropriate that it happened to be a female. Because normally it's a bunch of dudes that call in, and their best call was a lady.
A bunch of guys that have no lives.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. You're on the line. We will try to get to you here. Let's start with Steve in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Did you know that 13637, which means leet speak, equals 1.4, not 4.1?
That's over my head, but it sounds like one of those internet memes. Leet speak, as I understand it, is you have to break down, and we have to explain this for all of our radio listeners that may not be plugged into the 4chans and the internet hangouts. There are these memes, these internet memes, these concepts that are created by usually very young people on the internet, and they spread like wildfire. Many of them very viral in how they spread, and there are so many of them, they actually have online compendiums, encyclopedias dedicated to all of the different internet memes out there. There are just so many of them, and it's almost impossible to keep up with them, but I guess some people do. We continue here with Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin, hey, guys. It's great to be back.
What's on your mind?
Zombies.
Yeah?
I love zombies. I've been a zombie nut since high school.
Really?
Oh, I used to want to be a special effects makeup artist.
There you go.
And so the zombie movies was the quintessential of the special effects, excuse me, because it had all of the blood and gore to it. But as far as zombies goes, the best weapon in a zombie incident would be a sword, a very sharp one, because then you can go for the tendons and the knees and ankles and drop them and just run away and not even worry if they're dead or alive.
That's a good point. Yeah, if they can't reach you, then it doesn't matter if you've taken out their brain. So I guess that would work.
Exactly. The number one zombie that I would be afraid of would be the group that was led by Michael Jackson.
Why is that?
That would be the scariest. Well, just...
Is it because of the big cat creature he turns to?
Well, not even that, but just Michael Jackson coming after me. Well, I guess
he's not after your brain. He's not after your brain. I can tell you that.
Right. I would probably be too old for him to come after me anyway.
Yeah. If you have a 10-year-old son, that might be a different story.
Exactly. And then the last thing is you have to make sure is you have to have a zombie detection kit.
So how do you know? Like, you'd have to know whether a person's a zombie. In fact,
right.
A zombie.
And I found out that the best question to ask is, do you know who won American Idol?
And zombies know?
And, oh, yes. The biggest latent zombies know those answers for the most part.
Interesting observations, Kevin. And, although I don't think that anybody that answered that question successfully deserves a bullet to the brain.
Well, there I guess we could agree to disagree on that.
Sick man, Kevin. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think he was making an analogy there. I think he was comparing...
There's zombies because they watch too much TV?
Yeah, I think he was comparing regular Americans to zombies. That's the impression I got there. 1-800-259-9231. Now, the problem with going after the legs, though, is you could then have crawlers. I mean, they're still going to be crawling around, because those guys are
determined. I'd rather have a zombie crawling after me than walking after me.
That much is true. I am with you there. We continue, and we'll talk to another Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I was just, we were talking about zombies and like a zombie apocalypse, so
yeah.
I'm really thinking about love.
You know, what else could get you to think about love than zombies munching on brains? Mm-mm.
Yeah, and it reminded me of this one time, I just looked in my girlfriend's eyes and said, Sparky, I don't care if you're female, male, transsexual, because I'm never going to give you up,
I'm never going to let you down.
Let you down.
And I'm never
going to
run around.
That's pretty good.
Yes, I'll give you some applause for that one.
They're doing better now.
Yeah,
a lot better.
Sparky. I like the Sparky as the girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
Transsexual. Thanks for the call, man. Hey, where'd my applause go? There we go. Good one. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your calls here. Shane in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Shane.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the presidential race. We all know.
Oh, geez, we're talking about zombies. Oh, wait, that is sort of the same thing. Go ahead.
Very clever. As we know now, it's between Barack and Hillary and John McCain, but I want to talk about a candidate who never really got his time to shine, who never really got his feet off the ground, Talmadge Blevins.
Who?
The Vestibule Party. He never really got his moment in the sun.
Well, go ahead. You've got it now. You've got, like, less than a minute. Go ahead and give us his campaign platform.
He appointed certain mayors as moderators, and what these moderators would do is they would watch the United States of America, and they would see users who, if he saw that they were violating the terms of service as he outlined them, then they would get banned, basically, and there would be a whole system of unban requests, and even normal people could just pay for insider service.
Now, here's what I need to know. Did you contribute to his campaign? I mean, did you give him the maximum?
Oh, yes, I'm an insider. I definitely contributed to the campaign. I got a yearly insider subscription, actually.
What do you think the reason was? I mean, why was it he wasn't given the media attention that some of the other mainstream candidates were?
I can tell you exactly why that was. There was a minor sex scandal. I mean, it's a black eye on his campaign.
You don't think it was a conspiracy against the Vestibule or anything like that?
Sorry, what was that?
It wasn't a conspiracy against the message board, the Vestibule?
No. What happened was he was in the middle of a discussion with Morgan Webb, and he had an erection. That is the general consensus. And
you've
got to
watch out for that. That will cause you problems in politics. Admitting it to anybody that you actually have sexual desire is pretty much the end of your political career. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with your candidate. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Dan is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
If Kim is still listening in New York, I'd like to remind her of one thing, that our forefathers died for the right to be able to carry and own and use weapons. The time will come, and I hope that all the people in New York and Washington, where they have been told that their weapons are outlawed, will have your weapons. Because if we can't have those, then zombies will be running this nation otherwise.
Zombies or government people, there really isn't that much of a difference. They all want to feed off of your wealth. Thanks for the call tonight.
Taxes.
We certainly appreciate it.
Taxes.
Freedom. All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will rejoin you Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and tune into our stream tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, and you'll hear us filling in for the Downsized DC show. Have a great weekend.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The elect.